Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Kokos moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Kokos moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost scores. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane bunts towards the mound. Byrne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Kane. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Kokos reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke juggles the ball. That's an error on Dyke. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byrne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terwilliger for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Grasso and he is safe. Young steals second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost bunts towards first. Sievers catches it and throws to first, with Kane covering, to double up Byrne. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhardt hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Busby steals second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young bunts towards the mound. Vern fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to third. One out. Neil Berry pinch hits for Bob Kane. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Hunter scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 2 in the game. Grasso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grasso for a passed ball. Lenhart moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyke bunts towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Byrne covering. Safe. Lenhart moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunter bunts towards the mound. Byrne juggles the ball. That's an error on Byrne. Lenhart scores. Dyke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Kokos moves to third. Julio Moreno now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos, who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to third. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Julio Moreno. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terwilliger scores. One out. It's 4-3, Browns. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive towards right. Kokos catches it and throws to first to double up Cohn. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.